The Green Hornet. He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies who try to destroy our America. With his faithful valet Cato, Britt Reed, daring young publisher, matches wits with racketeers and saboteurs, risking his life that criminals and enemy spies will feel the weight of the law by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Britt Reed in the thrilling adventure, Hijack in the Game. The Green Hornet strikes again. On a long, dark stretch of road leading into the city from the Ace Packing Company, a large truck loaded with meat destined for the wholesale market pulled slowly up a steep grade. The truck driver and his helper drew sighs of relief as they rounded the crest of the hill and saw the distant glow of city lights.
And almost there, Jim. Believe you me, I'm glad of it.
Me too, Hank. Old man Russell's idea of changing our route and time of leaving must have fooled them murdering hijackers. Didn't get us like they got Jenkins in his truck on the West Highway last week.
Funny the cops never found that truck.
Yeah. Didn't do Jenkins any good when they found him in the bushes, dead.
Tough luck, all right. You can relax on that gun now, Jim. Ain't nothing to worry about from here on in.
Guess not. Well, now I can get in a smoke. Have one?
Yeah, I don't care if I do. Hey, well, what the...
Yeah, pull over legs and stuff.
What? A masked man with a gat in his mitt.
The hijackers. Get off there, you rat, or out.
Chain the rod, eh? Now you, are you going to stop or shall I let you have it too?
No, I'll stop. Dirty murdering thief. You killed my helper.
Cut your trap and get out. I'll give you the same.
Get him under control, Spike?
Sure. Helper had a rod on him. I had to plug it.
It's too bad. Keep your eye on this poser while I clear the other one out of the cab of the truck. Got to work fast before someone comes along.
Can you handle him all right?
Yeah, he ain't so big. Drag him over into the ditch.
You filthy hijackers will get what's coming to you.
Shut up. Shut up. Hurry up, Lou.
I'm coming. I better clear fast.
What about this guy?
Yeah, this'll take care of him.
Oh. Gee, what a skull cracker that was. He ain't never going
to
wake up.
Yeah, saved a bullet on that one. Come on, get in the truck and get moving to the warehouse. I'll follow after I kick this guy over in the ditch with his pal.
A good repaint job and phony plates on that truck, and tomorrow nobody will ever know it. Yeah, the cops will go crazy when they hear about this job. The boss sure plays a neat game, all right. I'll meet you at the warehouse.
On that case, or right down in the newsroom. Why do you have to bother me with that radio blaring?
Calm yourself, Casey. Maybe we'll hear something new on that hijacking business.
I've got work to do, and I can't concentrate with that radio blaring.
Wait, listen.
But have also committed murder to accomplish their
act. Expert, I'm telling you.
Quiet.
One thing, however, that the thugs overlooked was that one of the men they left for dead this time gained consciousness long enough to say that a masked man shot the helper and stopped the truck. The police are inclined to believe him to be none other than the notorious Green Hornet. Of course, this is more or less conjecture.
Holy crow, Casey. Did you hear that? They think the Green Hornet is to blame for their murders and for the hijacking.
Now that you know that, I suppose you have the case all solved. All you have to do, Axford, is to go out and bring in the Green Hornet.
Casey, someday you'll give me credit for my deducting ability. And I've deducted right now that if they get the Hornet, they'll have the spalpeen that did all that.
You and your deductions, you moron. The police have already decided that. We just heard it on the radio.
Go on and laugh. I'm going in to see what Reed has to say about it.
Hey, you shouldn't go barging in there. Easy on that door.
What's up, Axford?
Say, Reed, you know that meat hijacking case?
Of course, what about it?
I've got a clue.
Clue?
Sure, the Green Hornet done it.
You figured that one out by yourself, I suppose.
Nope, just heard it over the radio. The cops think the Harner done it because of the truck guy's talk before he kicked off. He said a masked man held up the truck.
So the police think the Green Hornet's the killer and hijacker, huh? The Hornet's reputation is growing fast.
What I wouldn't give to come face to face with that skunk.
You couldn't by any chance be thinking of the $25,000 reward for his capture, could you, X-ray?
Well, that door would come in handy. Say, Reed, I want to get in on that case.
Lowry's already covering it. He's riding on one of the trucks tonight as a helper.
Great saints in heaven. Why didn't you let me do that?
No, you scaring off the Green Hornet, Axford.
Say, Reed, if you don't think that I can
now, do... Now, Axford, don't get huffy. Why don't you get down to police headquarters and see what you can pick up? Yes, Miss Case?
Mr. Reed, Mr. Ward, general manager of the Ace Packing Company, is here to see you.
Well, have him come right in.
Yes, sir.
You go ahead, Axford. Maybe there'll be some new developments on the hijacking case while you're at headquarters.
Okay. But it isn't right to shove me off on police news when big things are happening. Lowry gets all the breaks around here.
Oh, excuse me.
Oh, sure. Go right here.
Hello, Harry. I haven't seen you in a coon's age. Come sit down.
Oh, thank you, Bert.
I suppose all that trouble has your company very much upset.
Yes, it's terrible. We've done everything possible to circumvent these holdups.
Such as?
Well, after the happening of last week, we planned to reroute the other loaded truck. Had them leave at a different time than usual. The driver and helper didn't know about this until the last minute. Nobody knew except Mr. Russell, head of the company, and myself. Still, this thing occurred.
Oh, I see. What brings you here?
Well, I'm convinced, along with the police, that all this is the work of the Green Hornet. I understand that there's a standing reward for his capture.
Yes, there is.
Britt, if he's captured now, we will add to that reward. I want you to publish this fact in the Daily Sentinel.
Of course. How much do you offer to give along with the $25,000 already offered?
An additional sum of $10,000 for the Green Hornet, dead or alive. He's ruining our business, aiding the black market and killing our men. He must be shot on sight. In my mind, that's the only way to get him.
I'll see that your offer is published, Harry.
Well, thank you. I came in personally because I want to be sure that you know we're sincere in our efforts to stop this racketeering once and for all.
Well, I'm glad you did come in. By the way, I haven't seen you around at the usual night spots lately. I thought maybe you were getting so short of help these days that you were getting down to helping in the packing plant itself.
No, Britt. You know as well as I do that I stay as far away from all that as I can. Well, I do hope these hijackers and their leader, the Green Hornet, will soon be caught. They'll get the chair for all they've done.
Of course. Whoever's at the bottom of it deserves no pity.
That's the way I feel exactly. Well, I won't keep you.
I hope your next visit will be on more pleasant business, Harry.
Goodbye, Britt. And thank you.
Not at all. I'll see that your request is carried out. Goodbye. So the Green Hornet is about to become the most sought-after man in town. Oh, Harry's gloves.
Yes, Mr. Reed?
Has Mr. Ward left?
Yes, he has. If it's important...
No, never mind. Thanks. So Harry Ward wants the Green Hornet dead or alive. Preferably dead, as I see it. Now, I wonder what the Green Hornet can do about that.
For some time, Britt Reed waited impatiently in his office at the Daily Sentinel. Finally, the phone rang, and it was evident from the intent expression on his face that this was a call for which he'd been waiting.
Go ahead, Mr. Reed.
Hello, Gail. What have you found out? Well?
The loaded truck just left. As it went by, Lowry managed to give me a prearranged signal.
Good.
He indicated they're taking the post road route into town. A policeman's riding on the back of the truck carrying a machine gun.
Fine work, Gail.
I'm going to come on in now and stop at the police headquarters.
Well, Axford's down there now.
All the more reason why I should go there. He's sure to miss something important.
We'll never let him hear you say a thing like that. But go on if you want to.
All right, Chief. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Now for a little action. If those hijackers succeed again, the career of the Green Hornet is likely to come to an abrupt end.
We going to drive out the post road in Black Beauty, Mr. Britt?
Yes, Cato. That truck must come through unharmed. And remember, Lowry's riding on it.
Oh, two pair of gloves on bureau. Why you carry two pair, Mr. Britt?
Well, those? One pair belongs to Mr. Ward from the packing company. He left them in my office.
One glove looked like it's been dropped in mud. I think you not carry dirty gloves.
Maybe I did drop one of mine. I don't remember. Get the mask and the gas gun, Kato.
Yes, Mr. Britt.
Black Beauty all ready to go?
Everything ready.
Good. Make sure the door's locked and come on. I'm going to get out there on the post road and keep that truck in sight until it reaches its destination.
Stepping through a secret panel in the rear of a closet in his bedroom, Britt Reed and Cato went along a narrow passage built within the walls of the apartment house itself. This passage led to an adjoining building which fronted on a dark side street. Though supposedly abandoned, this building served as the hiding place for the sleek, super-powered Black Beauty, the streamlined car of the Green Hornet. Britt Reed pressed a button. The great car roared into life. A section of the wall in front raised automatically, then closed as the gleaming Black Beauty sped into the darkness.
To me, we should have sighted that truck before this, Cato.
Perhaps not come this way after all.
Well, this is the route they were supposed to follow tonight. Wait, what's that car coming down there with a blinker on top?
Well, maybe police, Mr. Britt.
Ivan, stupid Cato, I should have known they'd patrol this road tonight.
What to do now? They're coming fast.
We'll have to lose them. If they only knew it by following us, they'll be giving the hijackers a break. Step on it, Cato. Cato, but it took some time.
We stay here on the side road, Mr. Britt?
No, we'll turn around and go back to the post road again. It's a chance we'll have to take. Let's go.
We're coming to post road now. Which way?
Turn right toward the city.
Are you sure Green Hornet to blame? Not look for anybody else.
That's where the danger lies, Cato. While they're concentrating their hunt on me, the others can continue with their dirty work.
Look, many headlights of cars stopped up ahead.
We'll pull over and stop, Cato. Those are probably squad cars. Something must have happened there. Come on. We'll get closer on foot. They didn't notice us pull up.
They're pointing flashlights at something at the side of the road.
Getting close enough to hear what they're saying. Quiet now.
It's the work of that stinking Hornet, all right. He must have doubled back and done the job whilst we were chasing him.
Time for us to leave, Cato. Run for the car.
Leave him in sight this time, men. We've got the goods on him. Tonight we'll see the end of the Green Hornet.
Come in, all of you. Oh, what's this all about?
It's the Green Hornet, Chief. We followed him right to this neighborhood.
And Lowry's gone, so is the truck. The Hornet was skulking around where it happened, then he beat it. I told the sergeant here he must be coming back to take a whack at you for all them headlines in the Sentinel tonight.
That's right, Mr. Reed. You got to realize you're in danger from this Hornet. We better leave a guard here with you.
Finnegan.
That's your job.
When Reed's in danger, that's my job, too. So I'm staying right here in the spot to protect him from that sneaking Green Hornet.
Guess I can take care of myself, actually. So they got Lowry, huh? Well, there's no need for anyone to stay here.
Your father put me to protecting you, Reed, and that's my first duty. We can't be letting you go out of the apartment tonight.
Sorry, Mr. Reed. We'll have to leave Finnegan here. I'd lose my job if the Hornet got to you after me knowing he was right here close by.
Well, just as you say, Sergeant.
Come on, the rest of you men. We got to get going.
The Hornet might get away while you're up here.
Oh, sure, I'm not that dumb. I have more men downstairs searching every inch of the neighborhood. He won't get away this time. Come on, men.
Don't let it disturb you, Mr. Reed.
I won't. If you don't mind, I think I'll go in and rest a little since I can't go out right now.
Gail went down with the bunch. She'll keep us posted as to what's happening.
Good. Make yourselves at home.
Oh. We're stuck now. Can't get out, Mr. Briggs.
Yes, I know. Let me see those gloves, Cato.
I'm just about ready to put them away. Here, Mr. Briggs.
Well, this dirty glove isn't one of mine. It's one of Ward's. Harry Ward always had a reputation for being very fastidious. Strange he should have this. I wonder if that is mud, as you said, Cato.
You suspect something, Mr. Briggs?
It's just a hunch, Cato. I may be wrong, but I'd like you to do a little job for me right now in the laboratory.
Job in the laboratory?
Yes, I want you to make a few tests on this. There isn't much time.
It'd not take long.
Good. Hurry now and see what you make of it.
Cato, an accomplished analyst in laboratory research, hastened to the small but excellently equipped laboratory, which was an important addition to Britt Reed's apartment. After several scientific tests had been made, he returned to the bedroom and made his report to Reed.
Are you sure, Cato?
Positive, Mr. Bridge.
Well, at least that gives me something to go on, even though my suspicions may be wrong. Come on, Cato, we'll take out the Black Beauty again. Of course, Axford and that policeman out there mustn't have any idea that I've left this apartment tonight.
Suppose they wish to make sure you're still resting.
Well, Axford has his orders never to disturb me when I'm resting.
We hope he not forget orders. Here, mask and a gas gun.
All right. Now we'll go through the secret panel again, and when we're certain the side street is clear, we'll drive outside and make a break for it. I've got to find those hijackers somehow before the night's over.
Holy crow, Finnegan. Sounds like they've routed out the Green Hornet down there.
It seems like he's getting away, too.
No use me sitting up here and missing all the excitement as long as you're here. If he's leaving the neighborhood, Reed will be safe.
Ah, get along with you, Axford. Reed will be safe enough for a while, anyhow. I'll keep me eyes and ears open.
I'm on my way, then. Sureness the hope of me life to be around when they finish off their spalpeen, the Green Hornet. Now, don't forget to lock this door after me, Finnegan. And make sure Reed don't get it in his head to go out.
Hello?
Mr. Ward?
Well, yes, who's calling?
This is Britt Reed. I was hoping you'd still be in your office.
Oh, it's you, Britt. Yes, I'm staying here in case there's any news. Have you heard anything?
Of course you know about the truck tonight.
Yes. Yes, it happened again. That Hornet must be found at any cost.
I know how you feel. You asked me if I had heard anything. This may not be much, but I thought you'd like to know that the authorities think they've found out where the trucks are being hidden. They're getting ready to close in.
You mean they think they found the hideout of the Green Hornet and his gang?
Yes, I thought you might like to know.
I'm very glad to know, Britt. Very glad. Thank you for calling me.
Don't mention it. If the tip-off to the police is correct, then maybe your troubles will soon be over.
I hope so. Yes, I do hope so. Thank you again, Britt. Goodbye.
Bye.
You get message through all right, Mr. Briggs?
Yes, Cato. I hope those police don't pick up our trail again before we have a chance to watch that gate for a while.
Who you think come out gate of packing company?
That remains to be seen, Cato. Only two people knew the route of that truck. The head of the company and Harry Ward. It may even be that someone has tapped the telephone lines. In any case, I hope my little trick works.
But the tests I made on that glove, Mr. Briggs?
That's the trump card with which I hope to win the game, Cato, provided my hunch is right. Otherwise, it may turn out to be circumstantial evidence. It means nothing.
Look. Car coming from Pecking Company now.
Yeah, this may be it, Cato. I'll wait till it comes through the gate and then we'll follow. If they don't lead us to the hideout, then we're worse off than we were before. All right, start the Black Beauty and don't let that car out of our sight.
Job ain't worth 2 cents after this night.
That Hornet's the most slippery man I've ever heard of.
Sure, and I run me legs off getting downstairs to ride with you. I was sure this time he wouldn't get away. Sarge, your whole police force is slipping.
If you're thinking of putting anything like that in the Daily Sentinel, so help me, Axford, you're getting out of this squad car. You can start walking from here.
God, don't be so touchy, Sarge. Sure, you know that. Hey, look, coming up the road.
Oh, Axford, every time a car comes along, you swear it's a Green Hornet. And standing here in a side street isn't my idea of chasing criminals.
That ain't the Hornet car. We're waiting here, Miss Manning, because this is the neighborhood where we lost that sneaky Hornet. And that road up there leads back to the city. I'm hoping... Wait.
Holy crow. It's him. He's chasing that other car.
It'll be another holdup, maybe.
Start this car quick. We'll get him this time.
In a corner of an old warehouse, Lowry, gaining consciousness, watched in amazement as a small group of men rapidly changed the appearance of the stolen meat truck. Spray guns were being used to change the color of the truck. Large canvas squares, already lettered, were being glued to the sides, and a mechanic worked to obliterate all traces of serial numbers on the motor.
All right, come on, hurry up, you guys. We've got to get this meat rolling out of here before daylight.
Hey, Spike.
What's on your mind, Lou?
There's mud over here. Come too. Should I plug him again?
No, I want to talk to him first. I told you mugs to clean up those spots of grease and blood. Now I'm covered with it.
Boy, you sure took a flyer that time, Spike.
Cut the laugh and I'll let you have it.
Oh, there's nothing to get at, mad at, Spike.
Yeah?
Yeah, calm down.
Well, see that that mess is cleaned up. I might have broken my neck. Our little boy reporter's waking up, huh?
Well, how do you know I'm a reporter?
You find out those things.
Well, now that you know, what are you going to do about it? Why didn't you bump me off like you did the others?
Because the big boss thinks you might come in handy just in case that newspaper of yours begins to get wise to anything. Get it?
Well, you don't know my newspaper if you think you can play me against them and keeping anything back that they do find out.
You're a fool to be working for an outfit like that. And if that's the case, there's no reason why we can't let you have it after all.
How about me clunking them on the head again just for luck?
Lay off. I know my orders. You're taking yours from me.
Okay, okay. But this mug's seeing too much. What if he should get
He'll
away?
He'll be taken care of when the time comes. Stop worrying.
Hey, that's the boss. Wants in.
Go slide the doors for him, Lou, and be quick about it. Okay, you guys. Lay off the racket for a few minutes.
Boss wears a hood over his hat.
Yeah, and he don't do no talking. He prints out his orders. You ain't gonna learn nothing. What just, boss? Holy smoke, you mean the cops got a tip-off on this joint?
Hey, what's up, Spike?
The cops are on the way here.
Cops? Hey, we better get out of here. We better conk this reporter before we go.
The boss is nodding his head. Take your rod and smack him with the butt end, Lou.
Hold it, you rats. A masked man. He's got us covered.
Get in the back window.
He's a Green Hornet. I'm getting out of here. Oh, that dirty news hound slugged me. He's getting away.
Shoot this gun quick.
Don't move or I'll let you have it.
Okay, okay. I ain't moving.
You there. Step up and take the hood off your leader.
Hey, Spike. Spike, you can't do that. He might...
Maybe it's a good idea, Ted. I've been wondering.
Go on. Take off the hood.
All right. Well, I'll be... Ward. The general manager of the packing company.
Yes, Ward. Robbing his own company and having his own men killed. I suspected as much.
How did you... What made you think...
Never mind that now.
Listen, Hornet, I'll pay you anything. Cut you in the whole deal. I'll tell the police these men are the hijackers and you...
Hey,
are
you dirty double-crossing red...
Hey, Spike, sock the boss.
Yeah,
with the
this
idea.
Cup was trying to pull a fast one and leave us for cup bait. Cooking a deal with a Hornet. See, what'd I tell you? The cops. We gotta shoot our way out. Now begin with this.
No, you don't, killer! Not good enough, Lord. Take this.
No, no, no. I give up. Don't shoot. I...
Hey, you guys. Come on, rush them. Get the Green Hornet. Hey, somebody shut out the lights. No, you...
Here they are, men. Hold your flashlights.
Don't let anyone get away.
I guess we got them all, Sarge. Hey, look. I've seen that guy before.
Well, that's the one that had the hood on when I left here. He was the leader of the gang of hijackers.
Oh, great day, Lowry. I sure was glad to see you. How did you get out?
Up through the back window. The way the Green Hornet got in.
Oh, I'm so thankful you're alive.
Oh, if it hadn't been for the Green Hornet, I wouldn't be.
The Green Hornet. Sure, we forgot about him for a minute. Where is he? Was he really here, Lowry?
I'll say he was, and how. Say, I wonder who that leader really is.
Hey, you. You saw what happened. Speak up. Who is that?
Sure, I saw. I stayed behind the truck. I ain't looking for no bullets. I heard the Hornet say this guy's name Ward.
And the Hornet knocked him out, eh?
No, Spike did it. He heard Ward making a deal with the Hornet. Sounded like a double cross.
Making a deal with the Hornet. So that devil was in this after all.
Hey, now I remember this guy. He came to the Sentinel office today.
Yes, he must have gone there to give that story about an extra reward for the Green Hornet.
Just a two-faced double-crosser he is. Say, that chief of yours, Axford.
What about Reed? Showed you left Finnegan in his apartment to guard him against the Hornet.
As I see it, the Hornet and Ward were together. They had a fallen out because of that story in the Sentinel. And the Hornet came here to settle with him.
There goes the Hornet now.
Some of you men finish up here. The rest come with me.
Where are you going now? You can't catch up with that spalpeen.
If that chief of yours, Reed, ain't where he's supposed to be and the Green Hornet catches up
Holy
with him...
Holy mackerel, Sarge. You don't
come
think
on.
That he...
I think the Hornet's out to get Reed and we got to keep him from doing it.
Slim guess about the spots on the glove was a shot in the dark that hit the target, Cato.
Good thing you remember Ward, very fastidious man.
Yes, I figured he dropped that glove someplace where there was blood and grease, as your test showed. I knew he never went near the slaughterhouse or refrigerators at the plant. Unlock the bedroom door, Cato, and we'll see what's happened to Finnegan. He's sound asleep.
Him good watchman for us to have.
Don't waken him. Here come the others.
Well, what? Finnegan!
Ill. Oh, it's you, Sarge. Oh, that is. Well, he never left the place, and the Hornet never came here.
Sure, and that's the luck of the Irish you have that he didn't. He could have carried you off the chair if under you.
I'm sure Finnegan was dozing only a moment. What brings you all here again?
I'm begging your pardon, Mr. Reed, but the Green Hornet got away again and headed back this way. We thought Finnegan here might have a little trouble protecting you alone.
Now, only a minute, I dozed.
That was some snoring for just a doze. Well, as I was telling you, Mr. Reed, the Hornet got away. But we cleared up the mess of hijackers and got the leader in the bargain.
Fine work, Sergeant. We'll give the police department a good editorial in the Sentinel for this night's work. And what about you, Laurie?
Oh, I'm none the worse for the experience. And if I got a whale of a story, Ward was ahead of that gang.
Not Harry Ward. Well, he was in to see me today offering more reward for the Green Hornet.
Sure, and the Hornet got to him first. And to my way of thinking, they were in cahoots right along.
Someday I'll get to the Green Hornet, and before he can say St. Patrick, I'll take the sting out of the spalpeen once and for all. Lowry, you saw the Green Hornet. Did he look like anyone you knew?
He wore a mask, Axford. But for size, I'd say that he looks like...
Go on. Well, you'd say what?
That he looked just like you.
Theft Electry, paper! Meet hijackers captured, black market broken, Green Hornet and bomb! Read all about it, Green Hornet still at large! Theft Electry, paper!
Today, we have welcomed a new member to the Blue Network family of stations. Station WJW of Cleveland joins the network as a basic affiliate. Congratulations to WJW Cleveland. You have just heard the adventure High Jack and the Game. These exciting dramas are sent to you each week at this same time. They are copyrighted features of the Green Hornet Incorporated. All characters, names, places, and incidents used in this drama are purely fictitious. Bob Heitz speaking. This program came to you from the studios of WXYZ in Detroit. This is the Blue Network.